Welcome to the Jay Porks Podcast. Coming to you straight out of Staten Island, New York. Bringing you a weekly episode with the finest music news and whatever else is going on in Jay's life. Thank you so much for listening. Without further ado, here's Jay.
I know I say this a lot on the podcast, but it's just some seriously sick and twisted behavior that is displayed by this regime every single day.
The motives that drive someone to vote Republican are senseless, reckless, and dangerous for this country.
But a junkie for morphine, hop on the 78 local. Miss they stop every time it sleeps and roaming by my old school.
Isn't it fitting that the party that refers to themselves as the party of family values may very well be the greatest threat to family values this country has ever seen? Does anyone find that ironic?
School flunk, feel junk, but look at the accolades, skills drunk, full of myself, but still hungry.
I mean, if you're somebody that likes art, and if you're somebody who's into, like, expression and all that, and amendments, I don't understand how you can sit back and let this happen without standing up and saying, no, I'm not going to take that. This is not okay. This is not normal. Could someone just share with me why it's always my posts that get trolled on when I'm the one out here resisting, when I'm the one out here trying to fight the power and do the right thing like a Spike Lee movie? Can somebody tell me why I'm always the one, why people feel the need to direct their aggression at me as if I was the problem, as if I am one of the Republicans in this country who supports a fascist regime? I'm not. I'm out here resisting.
Resist. Remove.
Resist. Remove.
Resist. Remove.
Resist. Resist. Remove. Remove.
Of all the things we're about to cover in what was a crazy week, keep in mind that today, this week, begins Paul Manafort's trial for conspiracy against the United States, along with a litany of other crimes. It's going to be a wild, wild ride to the midterms. Jay Porks Podcast. Hey yo! What is the word, people? Welcome back into another action-packed edition of the Jay Porks Podcast. I am Jay Porks. With me, as always, on the other side of the glass, making sure this is a well-oiled podcast machine. Every week is the ever-popular Nobody. That on the intro, you may have thought was a little weird. It is 3:11. Covering the Offspring, Self-Esteem. And yes, in case you're wondering, the Offspring did cover a 311 song. They are on tour together this summer, and I'm hoping that I get a chance to get out to PNC Bank Art Center, which is about 20-30 minutes from good old-fashioned Staten Island, or North Texas, as I like to refer to it ever so lovingly here on the podcast, and hopefully I can get out to that. I was at Pixie's Weezer over the weekend, but, you know, that was my 6 hours of a break from the news cycle. And then I started focusing on reading Carter Page's FISA warrant, which we're going to talk about in detail in a little while. But I really want to talk about, well, I want to talk about how things come to be in the news. And you may have caught on to this before. Earlier this week, it was revealed that Michael Cohen has a tape of him and Trump on the phone talking about possibly, we don't know the contents of the recording, possibly about Karen McDougal and the payment to her to silence her before the election. Now, that could be some campaign finance laws, some election violations, whatever, because it goes unreported. FEC might have something to do with it. Used to work for the FEC, but whatever. So, there's a lot there. And I know you want to explode, and you want to be like, I can't, we got to hear that tape. Where's Michael Avenatti to tell us, release the tapes. We got to hear the tapes. Send it to the Supreme Court before they vote on the new guy. Like, take a step back. Because Michael Cohen, Trump's former lawyer, who now hired Lanny Davis, Bill Clinton's freaking lawyer, to defend him in this what is probably going to be an indictment, unless he has a lot of helpful information for all prosecutors. So you want the tape out. You have to think, Michael Cohen, Avenatti, all of this stuff, it seems almost too good, right? It seems like, oh man, they're gonna have the tape's gonna come out. Like, you have to remember that things get put out there for a reason. It's the shiny object syndrome. Check this shiny ball of, you know, shiny stuff over here while I'm, you know, doing all my dirt over here. It's a misdirection game is what it is. It's a game of misdirection, and I won't have any of it. And the second I knew I wasn't going to have any of it was halfway through that first day, I believe it was Monday or Tuesday, when the news broke about the tape, about there being the existence of a tape and several tapes which have prominent, quote, prominent figures on them and, you know, consequential information, high profile people, hi Sean Hannity. When you hear that, you start to say, how is this? So all of those weren't privileged conversations? No. The tape that they're talking about that Cohen has about Karen McDougal, the 2-minute conversation he recorded with Trump, was privileged, and the White House, the Trump and Giuliani, they waived privilege, citing that it exculpatory. You guys know the word I'm looking for, right? Exculpatory. I don't know. They're trying to say that it's not incriminating. Why would you, even if it's not incriminating, why would you waive any privileged tape? You know? I'll tell you why. They do that because they are the government, after all. The White House knows that when the Justice Department was going to put out the Carter Page FISA warrant. And they knew that they were going to have a tough time spinning that. Because if you read that, you understand that this is not, like, you understand that if there's a deep state, we ain't defeating it. You know, like, if the deep state goes this deep, there is no defeating of it. And I don't know whose joke it was, but I'll keep repeating it every other week. If there was some deep state plot between the FBI and the DNC and the Justice Department and sanctuary cities and immigration and immigrants and Muslims, like if there was this whole deep state conspiracy to take down Trump, then why is he still in the Oval Office? Did they plan this big thing and then not do it? Who would put that much effort into something and then just not do it? I don't understand it. So the Carter Page FISA warrant, I mean, this guy was being recruited by Russian intelligence to help sway an election. That's not pundits' opinion. That's not analysts' opinion. That's not talking heads on TV's opinion. That's the Justice Department. The Federal Bureau of Investigation believes that. And they believe it so strongly that they, you know, responded to a Freedom of Information, you know, a Freedom of Information Act request. And they got the documents and they released the documents to the public. Because we're in so deep here. Treason. And we got Putin's coming to Washington. We are in so deep here. The Justice Department's probably like, yeah, we need to release this. Like, we need to, people need to read this. So they can see that this isn't some witch hunt. That the dossier wasn't the lone, wasn't the thing that triggered the investigation. And listen, if anybody does things like Carter Page did, if Carter Page worked for the Clinton campaign and did those same behaviors, this would be a different story. You know, her campaign would have been under another investigation. So we would have known about two, then they would have told us about it. And we would have known about two ongoing investigations into Clinton and zero into Trump. By the way, I mentioned Hillary Clinton, so I just want to get this out there. If you share on Facebook the bag of Doritos and the new flavor is Nacho President and it's like Hillary Clinton, like, you're, I'm reporting you as hate speech. You've been warned. That's it. It's offensive. It's offensive to my people. You know who my people are? Americans. We're not treason weasels. We're not people that don't mind being sold out to another country for a couple extra bucks and some debt forgiveness. And the ability to have sex with underage women. There's a story on the BBC. Did anyone see this? BBC Panorama did a two-part piece on Donald Trump being a sex pest. And while they didn't say that, you know, he banged 15-year-old girls, they did say that he was quoted as to going up to, you know, that he went up to some girl and was like, how old are you? Some 17-year-old model. And she's like, I'm 17. He's like, oh, that's good. Not too old. Not too young. Yeah, it's too young, you fucking creepazoid. But anyhow, these parties were where people like Trump and old men, old rich men, would go and there'd be young models there. You know, aspiring models, and, you know, I mean, you obviously know where this is going. I mean, there was cocaine, there was booze, there was young models, and old men. It's not like this was, you know, a big party with people of all ages. It was specifically old men. And I guarantee you, even though I didn't see the actual episode, I guarantee you that Epstein is at these parties. Bet you anything. Because that's what Trump is. He's a sex pest. Not only is he a sex pest, he's a serial groper. He's a liar. And he's, like, above all, like, his behavior is not American. Going over to Helsinki and bowing at the feet of Vladimir Putin is not American. And it's weak. And it shows just how weak of an individual some of these people are supporting on Facebook. Like, listen, if you support Trump because and you're stupid and you keep that a secret and you, like, pretend you don't, at least I'd respect you for having, like, the wherewithal to know that you sound like an idiot. But to be out there on Facebook actually saying, hey, yeah, I love what Trump did. What? Nothing Trump has ever done in office has been good for anybody. Anybody. Oh, well, Jay, I got $1,000 bonus from my job. Yeah? Did your job stay open? Because a lot of places closed. Jay, Harley Davidson and Boeing, they're staying in America. No, they're not. Harley Davidson's out. That Boeing plant was closing anyway. That thing is done. It's a lie. They're all lies. unions. Done! Because the Supreme Court shut them down! And obviously not unions are done. It's just a huge blow to unions that sets up unions being done. While all this was going on, cuts to Medicare were made. They're trying to cut food stamps. They may have successfully done it. To be honest, I'm so deep into this that even I'm missing stuff. You know? They're trying to cut food stamps and entitlements this week. Because Paul Ryan's still in office till November. So he is going to take all of the... He's going to try his best to take all the entitlements away and bankrupt my future. So when I get old and I can't walk... First of all, I'm 31 and I can't walk. When I'm 62, oh my God, my life is going to suck. But like, so I'm not going to be able to get my whatever $400 a month that I'm entitled to for working on the books all these years, because the Russian compromised GOP in 2016 decided to back someone who was going to ruin my future, ruin the country, and ruin the future of your kids and your grandkids, and ruin the, and I'm talking in, on several different levels. I'm talking in terms of psychologically, with the way people talk, with the way there's more outward racism now, racism out loud in public, the way you see a black person on the street and there's people calling the cops, like Permit Patty is there, you know, like I don't understand, like a black woman got the cops called on her at a CVS for trying to use a coupon. It's real life, living while being person of color, you know. Also, yo, our environment, like, we're trying to save this planet, and they just rolled, they rolled back the fuel emissions for the cars. They're saying you can go kill endangered species, you can go drill on the land that we said you can't drill at. Like, climate change is real. We got people that think the earth is flat, and, like, that's actually picking up steam. Like, I mean, I don't know. I'm sorry if it's hard for me to wrap my head around all this stuff sometimes, but like, this isn't, I'm not on my podcast every week raging against the machine so I could hope to, you know, have pot legal. That's a sidebar issue in this right now. Like, I want to live on Earth, and I want Earth to be the best for every human being on the planet. And that means we need clean air, we need to recycle, and we need to teach people. Listen, I'm not talking about participation trophies and make everybody like each other. I'm not saying that. But the racism needs to stop. The seeing people and seeing their color, it needs to stop. And even if you say, Jay, I can't do that, do it for 5 minutes of the day. That's 5 more minutes than you would have done it before. Just try. Do it for me. Do me a favor and just try, because we need to raise children who are going to raise children who are tolerant of people of all walks of life. This whole world, like, there's so many different types of people, and we could sit around and kill each other, or we could learn to all work together. It doesn't mean we all have to like each other. But if everybody on the planet strives to, you know, keep the planet, then I think that we can do some great things. And it starts here in America, because we're supposed to be the leaders. We are supposed to be the leaders of the free world. Now, are we? It's questionable now. Our NATO allies are done trusting us. They're not relying on the United. They're not waiting for us. Like, you know, normally people take cue from, countries take cue from the United States. Nobody's doing that anymore. None of our allies are doing that. So what you have to ask yourself is, what can I do as an American in America to help make the country and in turn the world better for the future? And also, what can I do to, first of all, take my country back? Because, by the way, if you're listening to this, the Republicans, they didn't just, it's not just like a Republican. They took your country with help from the Russian government and the NRA. Russia, NRA, money into Trump. They took your country from you. You were living in a progressive country that was with the times. You know? Marriage equality. States legalizing weed. You know? People, public education is getting, you know, I don't care. I know people are going to say, ooh, look at the test score. No. Public education is way better than it was years ago, and it is getting better every single year. With help, with funding, like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, the policies, Title IX protections, stuff like that. Protecting, you know, women on college campuses who get assaulted. You know, we need to keep, we need, these things need to stay, you know, the core values. And it's, you know, do unto others, man. Treat others the way you want to be treated. And that's, I mean, and listen, it's really important to vote. Step one is November, we go out and vote. And you know what you do when you go out and vote? You take a friend who's never voted before. You get them to register, and you take them to vote. Because again, 93 million Americans sat out the last time that there was an election. We can't have that. If we get 10 million of those people to come out, whoever's running on the progressive end of the ticket is going to win, you know, 52 electoral states, even though there's only 50. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's going to be a landslide, you know, more than Stevie Nicks. All right. So, you take a friend and you vote in November. Right? And then now we've put, now we've taken the steps at the local level to elect officials that are going to actually do what the checks and balances system is supposed to do. Remember from social studies when you learned about, like, checks and balances, how the U.S. government was founded? Checks and balances. That's not happening now. So we need to elect people who are going to step up and rise up and check and balance the power that's being seized by the House that is white. And then, you know what, man? We might, in when 2020 comes, it's going to be hard. We're going to have to roll up our sleeves. And, you know, we're going to have to do some volunteer work. We're going to have to get out on the streets. We're going to have to join street teams. We're going to have to volunteer for campaigns. And we're going to have to push our progressive ideologies and let people know that this country is not going back to the right. This country is moving left, okay?
I watched that and...